The Reluctant Mr. Darwin by David Quammen, narrated by Grover Gardner.
Disc 1.
Home and Dry, an introduction. Charles Darwin holds a peculiar position in the history of science and society. His name is a household word, but his ideas, with a single exception, aren't household ideas. He's central, he's iconic, but that's not to say that he's widely and well understood. If the scientific community issued banknotes, true enough, the face on the dollar bill would be Darwin's. It's a good face, an amiably stolid face, like George Washington's, as engraved from the painting by Gilbert Stuart. Yet it conceals, like Washington's, deep veins of complexity and tension. Everyone knows something about who Darwin was, what he did, what he said. And the thing that most people think they know is, he concocted the theory of evolution. This isn't quite wrong, just confused and imprecise, but it misses those points about Darwin's work that are most profoundly original and dangerous and thrilling. Both as hero and as bugaboo, Darwin is taken for granted in a way that Copernicus, Kepler, Newton, Linnaeus, Charles Lyell, Gregor Mendel, Albert Einstein, Marie Curie, Niels Bohr, Werner Heisenberg, Alfred Wegener, Frederick Hubble, James Watson, and Francis Crick are not. One measure of his supposed familiarity is the careless use within common discourse of the terms Darwinism and Darwinian, which presume at reducing to trademark simplicity a diverse body of work that can't be so easily reduced. Forget about Darwinism.